周度假了。
And then I went to Hong Kong.
然后呢，有一周是待在香港。
And now I'm very tired.
那在香港呢，其实不算是度假哈。
There's a the brothers and sisters all are very hungry for God.
因为在香港弟兄姊妹都非常渴慕神的同在，所以牧师去了那边是做了很多的工作。
So、
感谢主。
So be gentle with me.
让我们要善待我们的牧师哈。
Okay, praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you for your prayers.
感谢大家的代祷。
Now next week is Pentecost Sunday.
那么下周是五旬节的主日。
You know, we meant to have a slide, but we've forgotten. It's Pentecost Sunday.
那么按照犹是五旬节的主日。
And those days are very special because on specific days.God wants to do specific things.
那么我们知道这个日子很特殊，是神通常会在一些特殊日子做特别的事。
So Pentecost Sunday is when the Jewish people praise God for the harvest.
那么五旬节通常是犹太人他们会用这个节期来感谢神给他们的收成。
For the harvest that is coming in the summer.
他们为将要来的这个收成来献上感恩，感谢赞美神。
We pray that we will get a harvest.
那我们祷告，我们同样我们也得到我们在灵里的收成。
Whatever harvest you're looking for,
不管你在祈求怎样的收成。
That is a time when you pray, when you worship the Lord. Next week you expect God to impart the harvest into your soul.
那我们有带着这样的期许，我们一起来敬拜我们的神，相信神把我们心所愿的这个收成放在我们的当中。
For the church, we want.A harvest of souls.
那么对教会而言，我们祷告神给我们有灵魂的收成。
So next week we will pray and we will seek the Lord for the harvest of souls.
所以下周日我们会一起来敬拜神，寻求神。
And for those of you who are very spiritual,
对我们当中一些很属灵的人来说
，Pentecost represents the Holy Spirit poured out onto His people.
那么五旬节也代表着圣灵倾倒在他的。众子民身上。
So next week I am expecting an encounter with the Holy Spirit.
所以下周我们有这样的一个期待，说我们与圣灵一个深的、更深的相遇。
Whatever happens, come ready.
所以不管发生什么事，我们都要做好这个准备。
Let the ordinary meeting become extraordinary.
让我们看似一个普通的聚会，变成一个不寻常的一个聚会。Amen.
Hallelujah. I have seen God and served Him for nearly four decades now, and God never fails.
我在我过去四十年侍奉神、跟随神的路当中，我见证神从来没有让我们失望过。
I've seen God doing amazing things.
我见证了神做非常奇妙的事情。
And it's always beyond our comprehension.
神所做的是超乎我们所想到的。
You know, don't leave this world without experiencing God in an amazing way.
不要在我们离开这个世界之前，我们都没有经历过神那奇妙的作为。
God can turn your life from being ordinary to become extraordinary.
神可以把我们一个平凡的生命变成一个超自然、神奇的一个生命。
All it takes is belief.
我们需要的就是我们在祂里面的信心，我们在基督里面的信心。
To say, my life counts.
让我们对神说，我的生命在你眼中有价值。
I can make a difference in the kingdom of God.
我在神的国度里面会有不同。
God does not choose the well-educated.
神不会拣选这个世人眼中受高等教育的人。
God does not necessarily choose the talented.
神也不一定拣选我们眼中看为有才干的人。
Or the rich.
或者那看似富有的人。
Or even the poor.
甚至那些贫穷的人。
God is interested in somebody.
神是对某些人特定的人感兴趣。
He said, "God, here is my life."
是那些愿意对神说，神啊，这是我的生命在这里。
Do something with it.
愿你来使用我的生命。
Make my life count for eternity.
让我的生命在永恒当中都有功效。
It is a decision.
这是我们要做的一个决定。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.We started the first Mandarin-speaking charismatic church.
我们开始了第一间讲普通话的灵恩教会。
With Teacher An.
和安老师当时一起建立这个教会。
And God chose to use me, who does not speak Mandarin,
当时神拣选了一个根本不会讲普通话的我来牧养这间教会。
Who's very English on the inside and just look Chinese.
是一个好像香蕉人这样的一个人来。
If God can use me, He can use anybody.
如果神能使用我这样的人来做成他的事，那么神可以使用任何人。
God used a bunch of young people, including myself, where we have not been to Bible college, we've only been a Christian for no more than 4 years, to start the first Chinese charismatic church in London.
所以当时几十年前，神用我们一帮年轻人，没有经过神学的培训，信主不超过四年的一帮年轻人。
In 1988, the people who are far more educated, from the traditional church, who are much older than us, were persecuting a bunch of young people.
所以当时我们这帮年轻人，我们建立了在伦敦的第一家华人的灵恩教派。当时我们受到传统教会这些受过高等教育、更有经验的基督徒的一种逼迫。
Today, they've become charismatic.
但今天他们自己也从传统教会变成了灵恩教派。
Amen.God cannot do this kind of work with people who are too complicated in their minds.
神很多时候，如果我们的思想太复杂，神很难使用我们。
Amen. We overthink things.
我们过度思维一些事情。
We think we are not good enough.
很多时候我们觉得自己不够好啊。
When in 1988, I was only how old was I? 24.
在1988年，当时年仅24岁的我。
I belong to the youth group.
当时我还算是年轻人吧。
But we saw there is a need.
但是当时我们看到有这样一个需求。
For the outpouring of the Holy Spirit amongst the Chinese people.
我们渴慕有一个圣灵的浇灌在这些华人社区。
But nobody, none of us asked the question, are we qualified?
但是当时没有一个人会问这个问题说啊，我们有没有这个资格做这个事情呢？
We barely read the Bible.
我们当时圣经也没怎么读过。
But one thing we did have.
但我们当时有一件事，有一个东西我们拥有。
Is faith in God.
就是对神的信心。
No money.
我们没有钱。
Nothing.
什么都一无所有。
And yet God can use a bunch of young people to start the very first.Chinese charismatic church in London.
但是神却可以使用我们这样一帮年轻人在伦敦建立第一间华人的灵恩教会。
God can use you and me to do extraordinary things that will remain in history.
所以神可以使用你我来成就在历史上那些可能惊人的事件。
That is better than anything else the world can offer you.
这是这些事情比世界上人所要提供给你们的任何事
更好。For your life to be used by God to make a difference in eternity.
所以当我们的生命被神使用在这个永恒的国度当中有举足轻重的作用的时候是非常好的一件事情。
Others will say no, but you say yes.
当别人说不的时候我们却回应他。
God is just looking for people who are saying yes to him.
神在寻找那些愿意回应神说是的那些人。
It is not up to our talents, it is up to our willingness.
不是取决于我们的才干，而是取决于我们一个愿意的心。
That's what happens when you've been on holiday.
这就是当我们去度假的时候。
The fire of God is here.
但牧师去度假充了电回来就是。
I honestly say to you, because everywhere
I
go, people are now thinking very negative.
就我每次去到一些地方，我碰到的人都是思想很负面的。
As though God can do nothing.
觉得说神啊，什么都做不了。
Then why believe about, why be a Christian?
那为什么你还要做基督徒呢？你觉得神什么都做不了。
What is the point of having a God?
那你还有这个用信个神还有什么用还有什么意思呢？
We live as though there is no God in our lives.
我们好像活着就像生活中没有神一样。
Amen? Because our eyes are fixed on what the world has to offer, not what God wants us to do.
因为我们的眼目专注这个世界所能给我们的，而不专注在神所能给我们的。
So today's sermon is, do you believe Jesus is your king?
所以今天讲的内容是说，你相信耶稣是你的王吗？
Do you believe that Jesus is king?
你相信基督是王吗？
Do you believe, if you believe Jesus is king in your life, then he is in charge?
如果你相信耶稣在你生命中是作王的话，那么他就要掌管你的生命。
Because the Bible tells me that all authority has been given to Christ.
因为圣经明明地告诉我们，一切的权柄都赐予了耶稣。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
All the authority from governments, all the authority from Satan, all the authority that exists in this created heaven and the earth belongs to Christ.
所以一切执政掌权的一切黑暗权势权柄，这世上被造一切受到咒的权势都属于耶稣基督。
In other words, nobody can do anything to you except Christ.
所以换言之，除了基督以外，没有任何人可以对你做什么。
Even the devil cannot attack you without God's permission.
甚至仇敌魔鬼没有神的允许都不可以来攻击你。
Do you believe that your life is in the hand of God, that nothing?Absolutely nothing can happen to you without God saying yes or no.
所以你相信当我们的生命在神手中的时候，没有神的允许，神的是还是不是，没有任何事情会发生在你生命当中。
If you believe that God is in control of your life, then you and I have nothing to worry about.
如果你真的相信神在掌控你的生命的话，那么没有任何事情我们应该去焦虑和担忧。
If we worry, that means we don't believe that He is God.
如果我们开始有担忧的时候，那说明我们不相信他真的是掌控我们的生命。
If you believe,
如果你真的相信，
you will taste the power, the deliverance, the impossibilities of God.
所以如果我们真的相信，你就会经历到神的能力，他的权柄和他那行不能不可能的事的能力。
I am not interested in what is possible.
我对那些可能做的事情不感兴趣。
I am only interested in what is not possible.
我只是对那不可能成的事
感兴趣。Because what is not possible is the only thing that can reassure me is of God.
因为只有那不可能成的事能再次的给我来自神的一个确认。
Amen. Naturally, it is not possible for me to start a Mandarin church because I can't speak Mandarin.
按常理来说，对于我来说，开建立一个普通话的教会是根本不可能，因为我自己都不会讲普通话。
I can't read Chinese.
我不能看中文。
Although you may think I do.
可能你觉得会，其实我不会哦。
I don't have any of the natural qualification to be able to reach to the Mandarin speaking people.
我没有这个任何世界上认为有的一些资格和文凭去帮助那些讲中文的人。
And yet, the impossibility happened.
但是这个可能的情况概率发生
了。Therefore, it is the work of God.
所以这让我相信这是神的作为。
And not only that, out of that church came up the first charismatic Pentecostal Polish church in London.
而且不光如此，而且从这个教会开始了第一间在伦敦的一种灵恩派的波兰教会。
So here's three things.
所以三件事情。
First Cantonese Chinese charismatic church in London.
所以第一间是华人的讲广东话的灵恩派教会。
First Mandarin speaking church charismatic in London.
然后第二个就是第一间讲普通话的灵恩派教会。
First Polish church in London.
然后第三个就是第一间讲波兰语的灵恩派教会。
All come from one place.
都是从那一个地方发展出来的。
I'm telling you the truth.
我告诉他这真实的事情。
Impossible.
这真的不可能。
Impossible.
按常理是不可能发生的。
But that's the way God does things.
但这反而证明的是神做事的方法。
Don't wait until it is possible.
不要觉得要到事情变为可能的时候才去相信。
Because then it's too late.
因为可能已经为时太晚了。
Do it when it is impossible.
当我们在觉得不可能的时候，就行动吧。
There are things in our lives that we must do for God.
在我们生命中，有些时刻我们必须要为主去做。
God has been speaking to our hearts.
神在对我们的心说话。
What we must do.
我们需要做什么
？For His kingdom.
为了他的国度，我们要做什么
？We do it now.
我们现在就去做。
Because it is impossible.
因为这是看似不可能的事。
And when it is impossible, God is with us.
就是当我们要去做这不可能的事的时候，神是与我们同在的。
When it is possible, God is not with us.
当如果我们觉得按常理都可能做到的话，那么神其实没有与我们同在的。
Because God said, "You do it, because you don't need me."
因为神说，那你自己都做到，那你就不需要我了。
Man needs God's power.
人需要神的能力。
God needs manpower.
那么神呢需要我们人这个资源这个劳动力。
All God needs is people to say, it is impossible, but I'm going to do it.
神所需要的就是一群人，虽然觉得自己做不到，但是说神啊，我相信你，我去做。
That's why those everyone who are listening, even especially people online, do the impossible.
所以特别是那我们在网上听我们的弟兄姊妹们，我们要去做那不可能的事。
When you know you need to start something, when you know God is calling you to do something, when you got no money, nothing, no time, that is the possibility. Do it.
所以如果当我们知道神呼召我们做一些不可能的事情，尽管我们没有这个时间，没有这个金钱，这个财力之后，但是如果神真的呼召你，你就要去做。
Because when it's possible, it's not God.
如果真的变成可能的时候，可能就不一定是从神来的。
Because then we can do it ourselves without God.
但是因为我们就觉得靠自己的能力，不需要靠神就可以达成了。
And that's why we need a situation to be impossible.
所以我们需要在一种好像看似不可能的一种情况当中。
That is a sign that God is in it.
这其实是一个神与我们同在的一个记号。
Amen. But the battle is in our minds.
但很多时候那个征战是在我们的思想当中。
Because we're battling, is God really king in my life?
很多时候我们也想说，神真的是我生命中的王吗？
You see, every day the devil is reinforcing defeat in our minds.
每一天仇敌在我们的思想当中来不断地告诉我们我们是被挫败的。
We live day by day when the devil is reinforcing defeat, defeat, defeat in our minds.
每一天仇敌用这样的谎言不断地欺骗我们说我们是被打败的被打败的。
He is reinforcing negative thinking.
他是把这种负面的想法强加于我们。
Hopelessness.
让我们那种无助感。
But it's one mistake that the devil's made.
但是他这里有犯了一个错。
When he tells you it is impossible.
当他告诉你啊，你做不到的时候，不可能的时候。
That is a sign from God.
反而就要成为你从神得到的一个印记。
That he will make it possible.
就是神会让这不可能变为可能。
Amen? Don't dwell in hopelessness.
不要处在这种绝望之中。
Don't dwell in negativity.
不要再住在这种负面的情绪当中。
Don't dwell in defeat.
不要坐在那种好像被打败的那种状况当中。
We have to remind ourselves Christ has won the victory.
我们一定要不断地提醒我们自己，基督已经得胜。
If I'm young or if I'm old,
不管我年轻或者年老
，Whether I have money or not money,
不管我有钱还是没钱
，I have to enforce.Christ's victory in my life.
我必须要加固这点，强调这点是基督已经得胜在我生命当中。
And I will not allow the devil to defeat me.
我不会允许仇敌再一次来击败我。
Don't let him defeat you in your mind.
不要让他借着你的思想来击败你。
You got to tell yourself, God loves me.
你要不断地告诉自己，神是爱我的。
God has a future for me.
神是给我一个未来的。
My family will be okay.
我的家人在神手中一切安好。
My children will be okay.
我的孩子也会一切安好。
When I get old, I will be fine.
当我年老的时候，也不至担忧。
Because Christ has borne all the suffering.
因为基督为我承担一切的忧患。
It says by His stripes I am healed.
因为圣经告诉我们，因着他的鞭伤，我们得医治。
He became poor that I may become rich.
耶稣成为贫穷，以致让我们在他里面成为富有。
God has already reconciled me to Christ.
借着基督，我们与父神和好。
If that's the case,
如果这是真实发生，这是事实。
I have to tell myself.
我就不断的告诉我们自己。
Every single day.
每一天。
To tell the negative thoughts to get out of my mind.
每天我们要斥责这个负面的想法离开我们。
To tell the hopelessness get out of my mind.
把这种绝望的想法离开我们。
Because it only deflates you.
因为这样的想法只是让我们泄气。
It only makes you feel weak.
只让你觉得非常的软弱。
But when you begin to believe.
但是我们开始相信神的话语。
That Christ has won the victory for me.
相信基督已经为我得胜了。
The power and the energy of God comes in.
那么从神而来的能力就从我们里面油然而生。
Amen. Hallelujah. God is a supernatural God.
我们的神是一个超自然的神。
What you and I don't have, He has plenty.
我们所没有的神多了去呢。
Including energy.
包括那种力量。
Amen.Even if you say, oh, I can't do it tomorrow because I'm so tired. If you believe in God, He will visit you that night and He will give you 10 energy shots.
所以就算你觉得哇我真的是很乏力一点力气没有明天我都不知道明天做不做得了但是你相信神可能那天晚上来临到你给你十个给你超能量注射
That happened to me.
因为我自己有过这样的经历
When I went to Hong Kong, I met Betty.
当我去到香港的时候我见到 Betty.
I was already very tired.
当时那个旅途呢搞得我很疲惫了
And that night, I said, God, I have no energy.
然后那天晚上我说啊，神啊，我真的很累，没力气了。
What am I going to do?
我到底该怎么办呢？
And I said, Lord, if you want me to do something, you have to come and visit me.
然后我说，神啊，如果你要让我做点事情，你要来探访我。
And when I said that,
当我这样说跟神说的时候
，the fire came right into my heart.
哇，立刻那个圣灵的火就充满了我。
And it went round and round and round and round as though I had 10 cups of Espresso,
就好像那个火就不断在我里面搅动我，就好像我喝了十杯浓缩咖啡一样。
And I sat up, wide awake.
然后当时我一下坐起来，哇，一下精神了。
And I said, Susanna, I can't sleep.
然后我跟我妻子说，哎呀，我惨了，我睡不了了。
That's what God can do.
这就是神可以做的事情。
You got no energy, God can give you energy.
如果你觉得你没有力气，神都可以给你力气哦。
You got no money, God can give you money.
你没有金钱，神会给你。
You got no time, God can give you time.
如果你觉得你没有时间，神会加给你时间。
Because he is king.
因为他是王。
The king is in charge.
王是在掌权的那位。
He has all the authority.
他有一切的权柄。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, in John chapter 16, verse 32, we read, Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each of you his own house, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me.
这里约翰福音的十六章三十二节说看那时候将到其实已经到了你们要分散各归自己的地方留下我独自一人然而我不是独自一人因为有父与我同在
Verse 33 I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace in the world you will have tribulation but take heart I have overcome the world
三十三节接着说我对你们说了这些事是要使你们在我里面有平安在世上你们有苦难但你们要有勇气我已经胜过世界
See, everyone in this life is looking for one thing.
那么在这世上活着的每一个人都在寻求一件事
Somehow we will make it in life.
就是我觉得我们在人生可以顺利地活下去
Good health.
我们有好的有健康
earn enough money,
我们有足够的钱财
nothing bad will happen to our family or our children,
不会有任何的灾难发生在我们的家人和我们的孩子身上
and we will go as far as possible in our life down the track hopefully no disasters nothing will happen to us we just have peace and good health
所以在我们这个人生的道路上我们可以活得尽量的长久然后不会有任何的灾难发生在我们生命当中我们有一切的平安有健康
That's all. That's what we all want.
我相信这是世上活的每一个人，他们所期都是所愿望的。
But then, when something bad happens that happened that we don't expect,
但是当我们生命中发生一些我们没有期待要发生的事情的时候
，We as Christians, including the people of the world, and also as Christians, when we lose control, we panic.
当这个世上的人包括我们基督徒如果我们遇到一些事情是不在我们掌控之中的时候我们就开始紧张了
we become anxious we become worried
我们变成非常的紧张非常的焦虑和担忧、
What am I going to do about my job? What am I going to do about my children? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Many, many questions come when life faces challenge
当我们在生活中面对各样的挑战的时候我们开始为各种各样的事情去担忧去焦虑
Amen?And especially when we are Christian, we say, Oh God, why have you allowed this to happen?
特别是基督徒我们常常会问这样的问题说神啊你为什么允许这样的事情发生呢
And then we go to Pastor, why has God allowed this to happen?
然后我们甚至来到牧师面前说牧师啊为什么神要这样对我呢
I get asked this question all the time.
我常常听到这样的问题
My answer is, I don't know.
然后我的回答是我也不知道啊
I want to know as well.
我也想知道答案呢
But one thing I do know.
但是有件事情我知道
Jesus is king,
就是耶稣他是王
and he has overcome the world.
他已经胜过了这个世界
So in other words, no problem in this world he cannot overcome.
就换言之在这个世上没有任何的困难是他不能胜过的
He said the words himself.
因为这是他自己的话
Amen?、
嗯、
So in other words, God is saying to us, you will have tribulations.
所以神明明地告诉我们，在世上会有苦难的。
You will have trouble in this life.
你会有遇到困难的在世上。
He said, but take heart.
但是你要刚强壮胆哦。
Be encouraged.
你要受到鼓励哦。
Yes.
是的。
Why does Jesus say that?
为什么主会说这样的话呢？
You know, we are afraid.We are afraid of tribulation.
因为我们出于人的本性是害怕遇到困难跟苦难的。
We are afraid of all the problems that we will face sometime in the future or even now.
我们害怕我们现在甚至将来不久可能会遇到那些麻烦和困难。
But God is saying the same thing to us now. He said, "Be courage, take heart."
但是神说不要胆怯，刚强壮胆，不要担忧。
Don't worry.
不要担忧。
And we expect Him to say.I put in £1 million in your bank.
可能我们觉得说啊，不用担心了，我已经放了100万放在你的银行账户。
I'm sending you the best doctor.
我会给你最好的医生来医治你的病。
Oh, you're going to win the lottery next week.
或者你在下周你会中一个六合彩。
No, he didn't say any of that.
但是他没有说这样的话哦。
I.
他说我
have overcome.
已经胜过了
the world.
胜过这个世界。
He's offering himself to us.
他把他自己献给了我们。
Amen.You know, many times we ask this question, why does God allow this? Why does God allow that?
我们常常会问这个问题，为什么神会允许这个事情发生？为什么允许这个事情发生呢？
If he is God, why does he allow all of these things to happen to me?
如果他是神的话，他为什么还要允许这些不好的事情发生在我生命当中呢？
And then the devil comes along and reinforces the negativity because he doesn't like you, because you sin against God.Christianity is false. There is no God.
然后呢，仇敌这个时候就趁火打劫了，他就把各种各样负面的那些想法放在你的思想当中，说啊，你看你的信仰没用了，你看神不爱你了，你看你犯罪了，等等等等。
Wants to hear these words confess in your mouth.
因为仇敌想借用这样的机会，让你自己的口中来承认这样的事情。
And I'm telling you, if you confess these words in your mouth, repent.
如果你曾经说过这些负面，用你的亲口说出这些负面的话，那么你赶快来悔改。
As a Christian, if you ever said there is no God,
如果一个基督徒你亲口说啊，我觉得好像没有神。
God doesn't love me.
神不爱我了。
Or God doesn't care about me.
哎呀，神一点不在乎我。
I don't believe anymore.
哎呀，我不再信你了。
Repent.
那你最好赶紧
悔改。Because these words are curses.
因为其实这些话语是对你自己的一个咒诅。
The devil wants you to curse your life.
仇敌想要用你自己亲口说的话来咒诅你自己
to curse your relationship with God.
来咒诅你跟主的这个真实关系
But repent.
但我们一定要来悔改
Say, Lord, I am sorry.
说神啊我错了
I believe in God.
主啊我相信你
I believe he loves me.
我相信你爱我
Because that's the truth.
因为这真的是真理
It says the devil is reinforcing every day in your mind saying God, there is no God. God does not love you. God does not do anything for you. You are in trouble.
所以仇敌每天的工作就是用各样的方法把这样负面的想法来加固在我们的思想当中说没有神神不爱你神不在乎你
You're never going to get a job You're never going to make any money Your life is going to be ruined
所以说啊，神 你找不到工作 你会很缺乏的他说 你生活就是这样子摆烂吧
When you hear these words You rebuke it
如果你有听到这样的声音的话一定要刺着
You bind it
你要捆绑这样的声音
And you reinforce Christ's victory You say no This is a lie
你反而对自己说把基督已经得胜这样的想法要加固在你的思想当中
if,
要知道这是仇敌的谎言
If Christ has overcome the world then he will make sure everything is okay
如果我们的基督已经得胜的话那么一切将会安好
Amen Because he says these words in Proverbs chapter 3 that we all quote and we all know It says trust in the Lord with all your heartAnd do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths.
箴言三章五到六节说：“你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可以靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的路上要认定他，他必使你的道路平直。”
Do we or do we not believe in the word of God?
我们是真的相信神的话语吗
？If you believe in the word of God,
如果你真的相信神的话语。
Then God wants you to do one thing.
那么神想让你做一件事情。
Trust in Him.
就是专心的仰赖他。
And He will do the rest.
然后他会看顾好一切。
Amen. Let's tell the devil you are a liar.
让我告诉仇敌你是那个说谎者。
My God has not abandoned me.
我的神绝不会离弃我。
My God has not forsaken me.
我的神没有离弃我。
And I'm telling you, the devil will block everything of God in your life.
仇敌会用各样的方法拦阻你来跟神亲近。
He will do everything to make as though God doesn't love you.
他会做任何的事情让这个假象看上说神根本不在乎你，不爱你。
He wants you to utter those words. There is no God.
他想让你亲口说出这样的话，说啊，没有这个神啊，他不爱我，不在乎我。
He wants you to curse yourself.
他想用你自己的话语来咒诅你自己。
And if you have done that, you must repent.
如果你曾经说过这样的话，你一定务必要来悔改。
Amen. Do we believe in the scripture or not?
我们是不是相信这个经文呢？
If you do, God will do what He said He would do.
如果你相信，那么神一定会做到他所应许你的话。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 32 said, Therefore, be not anxious, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink?What shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
在马太福音的六章三十一到三十二节说，所以不要忧虑说，你们吃我们吃什么，喝什么，穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需要这一切东西，你们的天父都知道。
These words from Jesus are absolutely crystal clear.
这是从耶稣嘴里所出的话，是非常的清楚的。
He knows what we need. He knows what we need to wear. He knows what we need to drink.
他知道我们想需要吃什么，穿什么，我们需要用什么。
He said, "The whole world is seeking after these things."
他说，这全世界都在寻求这些所谓物质上的东西。
And that is normal.
这是很正常的需求。
I seek after, you seek after what we the needs of life.
就我们你我们都在寻求我们日用所需的东西。
So don't condemn yourself because you have a need.
不是为了我们有这样的需要来定罪自己。
I need a job. I need this and I need that. That is normal. That is good. God knows that.
比如说我们需要一个工作，我们需要有收入，我们需要这个需要那个，是很正常的。神知道我们的需要。
But he said,Don't be anxious about it.
但是神主耶稣也亲自告诉我们说，不要为此而忧虑。
Because if you are anxious about it, the devil will come along and reinforce that negativity in your mind that you will never drink, you will never be clothed.
因为当我们为了这些吃穿喝的事情去忧虑的时候，那么仇敌就会借着这样的机会，把各样的负面的情绪加强在我们的心里。
And yet we Christians, we fall into that trap.
我们基督徒常常掉在这样的陷阱当中。
It's God is not suggesting to us. He's telling us not to be anxious, not to worry.
主不是在给我们一个建议，而是给我们一个诫命，说不要这样子，不要忧虑。
Like me, I come before God, but I am worried. I am anxious, Lord.
但有时候我们真的来到神面前，说很坦诚的说，是那，但是我也焦虑啊，我也担忧啊，
怎么办？ How many of you are like me? You come before God. I am. Be honest with God.I know what your word is saying, but I am so worried, Lord.
有多少人会像我这样子？真的，我就是坦诚的来到神面前说：“神啊，知道你的话语，说我不要忧虑，但是我真的控制不了，就是很担忧啊，怎么办
？”Here he gives us the solution.
然后这里他给我们一个解决方法。
Verse 33.
接下来三十三节。
He uses the three-letter word but.
但是说转有一个转。
The word but.
这是一个转接的句子，转折句。说但是
，It means in contrast.
所以就是但是呢，就是一个对比。
Rather than worrying,
与其去担忧。
Rather than spending your time, Lord, I'm so worried.
与其花时间在神面前哭求说神啊，我好担忧啊，很负面。
Jesus gives you the solution.
耶稣给我们这个解决的方法。
How not to worry?
就让帮助我们不用去担忧。当海。
Bad Chinese translation.
就是我们三十三节这个中文的翻译当中没有但是这个字的翻译。
But,
但是英文有。
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
但是按照英文的翻译讲说，但是你们要先求神的国和他的义。
Why is he saying that?
为什么主这样讲呢？
It's because we are worried.
就是因为我们前面讲了我们在担忧。
It's because we are anxious.
因为我们很焦虑。
So God give us the solution.
所以主给我们一个方法来解决。
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness is the answer.
就是让我们来先求他的国和他的义，就是来帮助我们不致忧虑一个方法。
What does it mean by seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness?
寻求神的国和他的义是什么意思呢？
In other words, God is saying to you,Put your time and energy on things that have eternal value. Think of those things. Focus on them.
所以换言之，神在告诉我们，把你的思想、精神、时间放在思想那些有永恒价值的事情上。
And his righteousness, in other words, do the things that are right according to scripture.
所以神的意就是说，按照圣经所讲的，神眼中看为义的对的事情。
Seek God's kingdom. In other words, put your energy, time, and focus on the things that have eternal value.
寻求神的国的意思就是说，把我们的时间、我们的精力来专注、来寻求做在神的永恒当中有价值的事情。
Don't be anxious, worry about your Bitcoin.
所以呢，就是不要花时间去焦虑、担忧你的那个电子货币。那个虚拟货币
no eternal value.
因为这个没有在永恒的价值是没有价值的。
We spend so much time anxious about nothing.
因为我们其实花了很多时间所担忧的事情都是没有永恒价值的。
And we're anxious about things that haven't even happened.
我们甚至为那些还没有发生的事情去担忧。
We worry about tomorrow. But yet tomorrow is not yet there. We worry about the future.And how many times has the future ever happened?
所以我们为明天忧虑，为将来担忧，但是明天的事或者将来事有多少次是真的按我们的焦虑所发生的呢？
We waste so much energy.
我们浪费了很多自己的那些精力，
so much time,
浪费时间，浪费精力去担忧这些事情。
For nothing.
担忧一些不值得担忧的事情。
And yet, why don't we spend time in praying, doing, if...Things that have eternal value.
与其这样担忧，我们不如把我们的时间和精力去思想、专注、追求有天国永恒价值的事情。
Get to know God has eternal value.
来寻求神有永恒的价值。
Preaching the gospel has eternal value.
传讲神的福音有永恒的价值。
Loving somebody has eternal value.
我们用神的爱来爱别人的时候，有神永恒的价值。
Praying has eternal value.
我们在基督里面祷告有永恒的价值。
Thinking about the things of God has eternal value.
来，我们思想那上面的事情有永恒的价值。
Praying for the impossibility has eternal value because you will impact people.
为那不可能成的事情去祷告的时候有永恒的价值，因为你会影响别人的生命。
Don't spend the majority of our lives worrying.
不要花我们大半辈子的时间来担忧忧虑。
Worry and anxiety are natural.
我们焦虑担忧这是正常的事情。
Jesus is telling us, don't waste your time on it.
但是主在嘱咐我们说，不要再浪费你的时间了。
Because when you seek His kingdom,
因为当我们来寻求他的国的时候，
you won't worry.
你的思想就转换了，你就不会去担忧了。
Because He promises one thing.
因为他给我们应许一件事。
All that you're praying for, all that you want, comes gets added to you.
他说你所需要的，你所要的东西都会加添给你。
Amen. Amen. When you focus on the eternal values.The things of the world will come after you.
所以当我们的注目眼目是在那永恒的事情上，那么属世的东西会自然给你的。
That's what happens. I've seen it so many times.
我亲眼见证过很多这样类似的事情发生。
Two weeks ago, Pastor Alpha was here.
两周前 ，Alpha 牧师在我们当中证道。
In 1997, when I asked him to join me to start the Mandarin Church. Can you believe he doesn't speak Mandarin either?
1997年，当时我邀请Alpha 牧师跟我一起来建立那个华人国语堂。Alpha 牧师不会讲中文啊。
We because he was supposed to look after the international side, and we develop a church from there.
当时呢，Alpha 牧师是负责那些国际的留学生，然后我们当时一起建立教会。
He asked me, "Is there a salary?"
然后当时他问我，哦，其实做的工作有没有工资呢？
I said, no.
我说，哦，不信没有哎。
I said, what?
他说，
I said, you join me and there's nothing. I got nothing.
然后他说，你来帮我，但是呢，我给你看，出不了工资。
I still remember that was in August 1997.
我记得很清楚，97年的8月份。
I have nothing.
我说我身无分文。
He said, but how am I going to survive?
啊，你不给我工资呢，我怎么活啊？
I said, I don't know.
我说我也不知道。
I said, do you believe?
我说你相信吗？
That God wants you to do this?
你相信是不是神呼召你来做这个工作呢？
He said, yes.
我有这样的确据。
I said, then what you got to worry about?
那说那你还担忧做什么呢？
He said, but I got family.
但是我也有家庭啊。
I said, but the word of God says, seek his first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added to you.
但是我说神的话语说我们求他的国和他的义，那么这些东西你所需要都会加添给你。
I wouldn't say this today, but when I was young, I was crazy enough.
可能我现在我不会讲这种话，但我年轻的时候，年轻气盛的时候，我就真的敢说这样的话。
I was very extreme.
当时我很极端。
Completely insane.
当时哇，我觉得真的好像疯了一样感觉。
In the right way.
就是在追求神方面真的是很疯狂。
You follow me and God will add all that you want.
我说你跟我一起建立这个教会，神会把你一切所需的加添给你。
At that time, he was living in a two-bedroom flat somewhere in Surrey Keys.
当时他在 Surrey Keys 里面住在一个两居室的一个
He had a wife,
一个 flat 里面
four kids,And his mother were all living in that place.
当时那个两居室的那个公寓呢，当时就是他的妻子啊，他的外母跟他一起，还有四个孩子，就是七个人住在一个两居室的公寓里面。
And Pastor Alfred was crazy enough to believe me because I was so convincing.
当时他也真的是也受了我的感染，当时我真的很相信这个护照。
I'm going to come with you.
然后他当时说：“好吧，那我跟你一起。”
I said, "Good. Let's go and start this church."
然后我说：“好吧，让我们一起来建立这个教会。”
With nothing.
然后就是身无分文，我们来建立教会。
And shortly, a few months later, the council rings him, say, "Hey, we have this four-bedroom house facing the park. Do you want it?"
然后 2 months later.
Couple of months later.
当时呢，就是这个事情几个月之后呢，发生一件事情啊，政府呢，区政府打电话给他说，我们正好有个四居室的一个房子，然后面对公园，你要不要？
Four bedroom house.
四居室的。
From two bedroom to four bedroom.
是从一个两居室到一个四居室的一个升级。
Facing the park.
而且是位置很好，面对公园的。
And he said yes.
他说好啊。
And then shortly later.
然后不久之后
He bought the house
他就买了那套房子
At a discount price
然后在一个非常优惠的一个价格
Remember 1997 House was just coming up
但是从97年开始呢那个房价刚刚回升
After he bought his house price went like a rocket
然后在刚刚买了那个房子之后那个房价就猛涨
From that house he bought several other houses
然后当时因为他这个房子他赚了然后用这个钱他又买了好几套其他的物业
Today he is richer than me
今天他比我还有钱
You know he's got two houses back at home
然后他老家那边还买了两套房子
And he built a house right on top of a mineral water reserve
他在那种在那个水库那边建了一套房子别墅
I hope he's not listening
希望他不要听到我讲的
And then I tell you from one phone call multiply so many other places
所以就是从一个地方他真的延伸出来很多
And I watched how God blessed him and his children
然后我亲眼见证神如何祝福他和他的孩子他的家人
So do you believe
你相信吗
When you seek God's kingdom he will add to you
就是你去寻求神的国的时候他你所需的他都会加添给你
The reason why so many Christianity does not work is because all you ever do is worry
很多时候我们觉得我们基督教的信仰在我们生命当中行不通是我们太多的忧虑了
And God's kingdom comes second place
神的国总是在第二
and,
居第二位
And we put all our effort on things that have no eternal value
我们把我们太多的注力放在那没有永恒价值的事情上
That's why when you seek God's kingdom,
所以当我们去求神的国的时候
God will add to you things of no value.
神会把那些其实没有什么太大价值的人会
自然加给你。No eternal value. That is easy for God.
对于那些没有永恒价值的事情，对于神来说就是信手拈来。
Because all God is doing is giving you a load of things that has no eternal value.
神想要给你那些没有价值的事情。
Yes, when we seek God's kingdom, that has value. That is eternal value.
当我们来寻求神的国这个有永恒价值的东西的时候神会把那些我们需要的可能没有什么价值的东西加给我们。
God will then give you plenty of the world's things that have no eternal value.
神很容易把这些属实的其实没有什么永恒价值的东西就加添给你。
Your iPhone, your houses, your cars.
你要手机给你手机你要房子给你房子。
They have no eternal value.
这些东西其实属世的东西并没有太多永恒的价值。
God is saying, I'm going to give plenty of those to you.
神说这些东西你需要我会给你。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Where God's priority is.
但是神的优先在哪里？专注在哪里？
Jesus, your soul, my soul, so important.That Christ died for me.
你我的灵魂如此的重要，耶稣亲自为死来赎回我们。
He did not die for an iPhone.
耶稣没有死为了给我们一个手机，苹果手机。他不是为我们死，让我们可以住大房子。
God knows we need iPhone. God knows we need a house.
可能主知道我们日用所需的东西。
God knows we need a car.
主知道我们可能需要一个车。
But they have no eternal value.
这些东西其实反而没有永恒的价值。
And He will give.Plenty of them to us.
他会给你很多。
If we do one thing,
但是我们要做一件事。
We seek His kingdom.
就是我们要寻求他的国。
He said, "I'm going to give you all of these things."
我会把这些你需要的都加给你。
Because it is easy for me.
因为对我来说是很容易的事。
It costs me nothing.
对我来说，真的毫不费劲就可以给你了。
You understand, brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to do? What we think is valuable has no eternal value.
很多时候我们苦苦抓住的觉得有价值的东西其实在神眼中一点价值都没有。
And God is trying to tell us, put your time and effort on things that has eternity.
神说把你的时间你的精力放在有永恒价值的事情上。
And when we do that,
当我们这样做的时候
we don't worry anymore.
我们其实就没有时间去焦虑那些有的没的事了。
Whether we are rich or poor, we don't worry anymore.
不过我们是富有还是贫穷我们也不会那为事情忧虑。
Because we see things completely different.
因为我们带着永恒的眼光来看所有的事情。
And that is why we need to keep reinforcing in our minds.
所以我们必须要在我们的思想当中有这样的一种思维。
That's why Paul says, I have learned to be content, whether I'm hungry or whether I'm full, whether I have little or whether I have plenty.
所以保罗说，我有一件事情我学会，就是在万事上我怎么处知足，不管是富有贫穷也好，我都学会知足了。
How can he say that?
保罗怎么可以说出这样的话呢
It's because they have no eternal value.
因为这些在那个环境对他来说是没有永恒的价值的。
What he does has eternal value.
但是他所做的事情确实有永恒价值。
And he said, That's what makes me content.
他说就是这些事情是让我满足的。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Christ is King.
基督是我们的王。
He can give us everything that we need.
他能给我们所需的一切。
Everything that we want.
我们所想要的是。
He has a formula.
但是主有一个做事法则。他有他的一个过程。
To give us what we want.
他有个过程来将我们所需要的加给我们。
It is through seeking His kingdom.
就是借着来寻求他的国和他的义。
And when we seek his kingdom,
当我们来求他的国的时候
when we serve our God,
当我们来侍奉我们的主的时候
you find that life you never lack.
在我们的生命当中绝不至有缺乏。
But if you don't seek God's kingdom, you find yourself working, working, and working, and you still don't have enough.
但如果真的我们调转方顺序的时候我们没有寻求神的国我们发觉我们不断的劳苦却还是没有足够
and all you get is getting more and more tired
但 你所经历的就是越来越疲惫越来越没有时间
and yet we say no I can't go to church on Sunday I got to work the seventh day because I need the money
然后你还反而说哎呀我星期天去表教会因为我要一个星期做七天我好像才够
I have no time to serve the LordWait until I'm retired.
我没有时间来侍奉神，可能等到我退休以后再说吧。
That is seeking, that is putting your energy and effort in things that have no eternal value.
所以就是其实把你的时间和精力放在一些真的没有永恒价值的事情上。
We all need a job. We all need to pay our bills. Yes, but God is saying to us, don't be anxious about those things.
是的我们都需要钱我们需要金钱 来支付来试验过活但是神说不要浪费你的时间去忧虑这些事情
Instead, he's saying to us, seek his kingdom.
但是神不断地 告诉我们要求他的国
But then we say, I know that already I've heard so many sermons
然后你会说啊，我这种道我听了很多遍啊
Then why don't you do it then?
如果你听了很多次但是你没有付诸于行动为什么没有行出来呢
You see, because we don'tPractice it.
因为我们没有操练这样的这个神的话语。
We have heard this sermon so many times.
我们见了这寻求寻求神的国这句话可能听了好多次。
I preached this sermon so many times to myself.
我自己也对我自己讲了很多遍这个道。
So why do I not do it?
为什么我们还没有做出来呢？
Because I'm human.
因为我们是人。
I'm weak.
我们仍然软弱。
So therefore,
所以
James says in chapter 1 verse 2 to 4,
所以雅各书一章二到四节说
When we cannot practice what God is trying to tell us,And we persistently won't practice it, God has a solution.
所以当我们无法去操练神嘱咐我们要做的事情，并且我们持续不断坚持都做不了，行不出来的话，
How many of us want to know God's solution?
那么神呢，这里要告诉我们一个解决方法。
Perhaps it explains what's happening in your life.
那么可能这个方法会告诉我们，我们生活中正在经历的，解释我们正在经历的事情。
When we persistently listen to the word of God and won't do it,God has a solution. Hallelujah.
就是很多时候啊，我们就是应了景象啊，听了很多次，但是就是不要去做的话，那么神有一个方法来对付你了。
How many of us want to know that?
有多少人想听到这个方法呢？
Because it might explain what's happening to you now.
因为这个方法可能会解答你现在正在经历的这个光景。
And it is clearly written in James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kind, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have it full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
雅各说一章二到四节说，我的弟兄们，你们遭受各种试炼时，都要认为是大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过考验，就生忍耐。但要让忍耐发挥完全的功用，使你们能又完全又完整，一无所缺。
When we listen and we don't practice,
当我们听了但是不行的话，
God loves us, right?
神很爱我们哦。
God cares about your eternity, right?
神很在乎我们的永恒啊。
God is interested in your eternity, right?
神对你的永恒的生命非常在意哦。
God is interested in your spiritual life, right?
神对你属灵的生命很在意哦。
God loves us, right?
神也爱我们哦。
Everybody agrees, isn't it?
大家都认同，对不对？
So therefore, accept His method.
所以我们要接受神的做法。
To make you practice what you don't want to practice.
让我们来操练我们很久都不想做的事情。
That is God's word.
这是神的话。
He wants you to seek God's kingdom.
他要你来寻求他的国。
But we won't do it.
但是我们就是不做。
So therefore, He gives you a solution.
然后呢，他就给你一个方法。
And God sends His teachers.
然后呢，神就把他的老师派出来了。
His helpers.
就是他的帮助者。
Called trial.
这个帮助者叫试炼。
Testing.
来试炼我们
challenges in life,
然后让我们生命当中经历各种各样的挑战
including devil attacks,
甚至能使用仇敌给我们的攻击
because we all love the phrase, the word in Romans chapter 8 verse 28,
因为我们都喜欢罗马书八章二十八节的经文
God will make all things work together forThe good of those who love him.
因为罗马书八章二十八节说，神使万事相互效益，要叫爱神的人得益处哦。
Don't worry, today I'm not telling you, I'm telling myself as well.
今天我不是只是告诉你们，我在对我自己给我讲给我自己听。
You see, God has said it clearly. We've heard the sermon, Seek ye first the kingdom, hundreds of the times.
因为我们真的听了这个寻求神的国神的义这个经文，可能上百次都有了。
And yet, I still say.But Lord,
但是我们对神还说，但是神呢？
It's not the right time, Lord.
但我觉得神还没有到一个对的时机，我还是做不到。
If you will do this for me, Lord.
但是主啊，你如果不做这个，我很难去寻求你的国。
And I will then have time to do this.
如果你除非你做这个给我，那么我才有时间来寻求你的国。
And God hears us loud and clear.
神听得很清清楚楚、明明白白。
So He sends His teachers.
所以神就把他的老师派来了。
His helpers.
他的帮助者带来了。
Trials.
就是那种叫试炼的东西。一种考验的东西
challenges in life,
就是生命中的挑战
to mess things up,
然后把搅动我们生命中的光景
and then we run to the pastor, what's happening to me?
然后我们就跑到牧师面前那边哭诉说牧师啊到底怎么回事呀
and I say, I don't know,
然后我说 我不知道啊
it's happening to me as well,
我说我也在经历这样的事情
so we all gather together and say, we better listen to God,
然后我们都抱头痛哭说哎我们还是乖乖听话吧
and better do what he's telling us to do,
我们还是要做神要我们做的事
Amen?
Amen.
And that's why James chapter 2 Verse 17 to 18 says, so also... go to the last slide. Last slide, please. Yes. Verse 17, chapter 2, verse 17. So also, by faith by itself, it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.
在雅各书的二章十七到十八节说，信心也是这样，若没有行为是死的，但是有人会说，你有信心，我有行为，把你没有行为的信心给我看，我就借着我的行为把我的信心给你看。
James is basically saying to all of us today,
雅各书在对我们每个人说，
We know what the word of God says,
我们知道主的话语怎么吩咐我们的，
And we need to show that we believe in the word of God.
我们需要借着我们的行为来显明我们相信他的话语。
By works,
借着我们的行为。
Just like Pastor Alfred had, but what he did.
就像刚刚我说的，Alfred牧师他所做的。
When I said those words to him, I had no faith, but he had.
但是当我对他邀请他来共建立教会的时候，我没有信心，但是他有信心。
And he showed his faith by what happened to him.
但是他借着他所经历的事情来向我显明他有信心。
And that is why it's a great testimony.
所以因此他的经历是一个很好的见证。
Because of his obedience, he's able to bless all his children.
因为他的经历能甚至祝福到他所有的孩子。
Amen. What he cannot do, God did it for him.
但是他自己不能做到的，神为他成就了。
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
That was impossible for Pastor Alfred, but it was possible.
但是在他自己看来 不可能的事情，但是神为他做到了。
It is impossible for you to pay off your mortgage, but God can.
可能用你靠你自己的能力是不可能把所有的那个按揭贷款付完，但是神为他做到了。
I have a friend.
我有个朋友。
He had two intercessors just walked into his house and prayed.
有两个这种专门代祷的人去了他家里为他祷告。
And then the intercessor prayed for him and said,You know, God's going to pay off your mortgage.
然后当时祷告完之后，那个人祷告的人对他说，你知道吗？神会把你所有的贷款付清。
This is a true story. True story.
这是一个真实的故事。
And so he go, okay.
然后他说，哦，好吧。
And then a few weeks later, someone rang him. I said, I don't know. I was praying, right? I said, God told me I must pay your mortgage. How much is your mortgage? Where is your bank account?
然后当时几周之后呢，这个人就接到一个陌生人打了电话，他说我祷告的时候神给我感动，说把你的那个贷款把你付清，你的贷款多少，你的账号是多少。
My friend's mortgage was paid off.
然后就是因为一个电话，他的所有的贷款被付清了。
I thought, wow.
然后当时我听到，我觉得哇，好奇妙。
Why does it happen to me? Doesn't happen to me.
为什么这种事情没有发生在我身上呢？
You understand, brothers and sisters, because God has a way.
神有他的方法。
You see.Do you believe your God can pay off your mortgage?
你相信你的神能付清你的贷款？
Do you believe your God can give you a job?
你相信你的神能给你一份工作吗？
In other words, what we're seeking for has no eternal value.
就是其实我们真正有的时候我们抓得很紧的东西并没有太多永恒的价值。
God is saying, of course.
说真的是这样子的。
Because to him it's not much.
就是其实神让我们看到这些东西并不没有永恒价值，不重要的。
Instead, is telling you focus on things that has eternal value.
反而神说要把我们要专注在那些有永恒价值的事情上。
Because when you do so,
因为当你这样做的时候
，what you want will obey you.
你所做的事情就会展现出来。
It will come along and say, "Hey, we need to add to you."
所以那些可能你需要的东西就很自然的跟随你，就会加添给你。
Amen。
嗯。
What we need is actually to focus on God, reinforce Christ's victory in our minds.
我们需要做的就是相信耶稣是王，我把基督得胜不断的
telling ourselves。
我们不断的告诉我们自己基督的得胜。
God is with me。
告诉我们自己神与我们同在。
God knows my situation.
神也知道我的处境。
God can turn things around for me.
神能为我来改变这个环境。
And don't just go, and close your eyes and hope for the best. No. Then open your eyes, look for the things that have eternal value.
我们要把眼目注目在那些永恒价值的事情上。
Find something that you know God wants you to do.
让我们去寻求神，来找到神想让我们做的事情。
And there are plenty of things in the kingdom of God that needs us.
在神的国度里面，很多事情需要我们去做。
And then do it.
然后我们就去顺服的去做。
And when you do it,
当我们做的时候。
What you were seeking for comes along and add to you.
反而那些你之前所追求的东西就很自然的加给你了。
Can you imagine if Pastor Alfred said no?
有没有想象，如果当初97年我邀请他的时候，他拒绝我的话
？If there's no salary, I'm not coming.
他说，如果你不付我工资的话，我就不来。
If he said no,
如果当时他拒绝我的话
，his life will be completely different.
有可能他的生命会完全不一样。
And yet, because he said yes,
但是因为他当时的一个顺服
，How many Chinese people's life has been impacted because of him?
因为他当时的一个决定，一个顺服之后，很多人的生命因此被改变，被触摸。
Because he was obedient,
因为他的顺服。
God added to him what he needed for his family.
反而神把他和他的家人所需的都加进给他。
That is your God.
这就是我们的神。
That is why Jesus is king.
这就是为什么基督是王。
He does not need anybody's permission.
他不需要任何人的许可。
Amen. He can give you whatever he wants.
他可以把你想的都给你。
And yet, he died for you and me.
但是他却因为你我而舍命。
Why live our lives like an orphan?
我们不要把自己活得像孤儿一样。
Why not live as though we really truly have a heavenly father?
让我们活得像一个真正有父神造着我们的人。
I want everyone tonight, before you go to bed,
我想每个人今天晚上回家之前
to pray to God and say, Father,
然后晚上跟父神祷告说，父啊
，You are my father.
你是我的父。
I heard you today.
我今天听到了你对我说的话。
I know that I'm anxious and I'm worried.
我知道我心里面很多各种各样的担忧和挂虑。
But I heard what you have said.
但是我听到你对我说的话。
Today, Lord.
今天主啊。
I ask you to show me your kingdom.
我求你来向我显明你的国度。
What is it that I must live for?
是什么怎么样的事情我要为此而活？
What is it that I must do?
是什么要我为什么而活，为什么而做？
That has eternal value.
让我去做什么样有永恒价值的事情。
And when you have prayed that prayer,
当你做这样的祷告的时候
I believe God has set the angels ready, say, give him what he wants, give her what she wants.
我相信可能神就会派他的天使来分派给你所需的事情。
Amen.
所需的东西。
Let's pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
Father, I ask you, Lord, to bless this church.
亲爱的父，我们祷告，求你来祝福我们的教会。
Bless every person that are listening to this sermon.
来求你祝福今天听到这个道的每一个人。
Help us, O God, to seek your kingdom.
主帮助我们来寻求你的国。
To do things, O God, that has eternal value.
让我们来做有永恒价值的事情。
Father, time is short.
主，我们的时间日子近了。
Help every one of us to be clear.
让我们每个人都非常的清晰。
To know, O God, this is what I can do for God's kingdom.
清晰我们在世活着，要为神的国度做什么。
Whatever that may be, Lord,
不管你要我们做什么事
I pray that you make it very clear.
我们祷告父啊，你向我们每一个人清楚地显明出来。
So that every day when we wake up, Lord, we have a purpose.
所以每天早上我们醒来的时候，我们都有一个目的。
Help us to prioritize.
帮助我们来优先处理。
So that everything else that we need.
所以我们其他在世活过日所需要的所有东西
You will add to us.
你都会加添给我们。
Father, I just pray.
父啊，我们祷告。
Help us not to listen to the devil.
让我们不要被仇敌的谎言所引诱。
Help us not to be negative.
让我们不要有负面的情绪。
I pray, O God, that you turn our minds to become positive.
主啊，让我们有转念，有一个更正面的思想。
To believe the impossible.
让我们相信那不可能的事。
That can happen in our lives.
让这样的事能发生在我们的生命当中。
Father, Lord, something that we cannot do for ourselves.
那些我们不能为自己做的事情。
So I just pray, O God, that you make our brothers and sisters very, very successful.
我们祷告你让我们每个弟兄姊妹在生命当中都有丰盛。
You may prosper every person.
你来使我们每一个人都丰盛。
You may bless their families.
你祝福我们的每一个家庭。
All because, Lord, they seek your kingdom.
都是因为他们专心来寻求你的国。
So I just pray, O God, that you will teach us today.
主啊，我们祷告，求今天你亲自的教导我们。
How we can seek your kingdom.
我们如何来寻求你的国。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's so stand.
让我们站立起来。
Father, Lord, let us never forget, never forget, Lord, to seek your kingdom.
父，让我们不要忘记，我们要来寻求你的
国度
和你的义。
Father, Lord, I just pray that you turn our lives the right side up today.
主，让我们今天你来翻转我们的生命。
And that you would transform our minds.
让你来更新我们的心思意念。
And that we go home with hope.
让我们今天回家以后是带着盼望。
With faith.
带着信心
to believe in the impossible,
相信你在我们生命当中能做成那不可能的事
and do not allow the devil to take us to steal from us,
不要让仇敌继续来偷窃
in Jesus name,
我们的生命奉耶稣的名
Hallelujah.
sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
whenever the devil enforces negativity in your mind this week,
每当仇敌尝试用各样的负面的思想来 加给我们的时候,
you enforce the victory of Christ.
这个时候你要告诉你自己来加强基督的得胜。
God is with me.
神与我同在。
God will bless me.
神会祝福我。
God has forgiven me.
神已经赦免我的一切罪。
Christ is with me.
基督与我同在。
God has heard my prayers.
神已经垂听了我的祷告。
Jesus is in control of my life.
基督掌管我的生命。
He has a plan for me.
他有我生命的指引。
He has a future for me.
他对我的生命有指望，有未来。
He knows exactly the job that I should be going for.
他知道我之后要做怎么样的工作。
He will open doors for me.
他会为我开启那扇门。
He will give me a ministry.
神会给我他所要我做的事工。
He will.Show me what to do for His kingdom.
神会向我显明他要我为他的国度所做的事。
Father, we lift up all our talents.
主，我们把我们所有的才干放在眼前，我们所有的时间
，all of our energy，
我们所有的精力
，all of our resources，
我们所有的资源。
And we come before you on the altar of sacrifice.
我们来到你面前，在这个献祭的祭坛前。
And with our bodies, we offer ourselves to you.
把我们的身体献作活祭。
And we kneel before your altar.
主，我们跪在你的祭坛前。
And we say, Lord.
我们说，主啊。
Here's all I have.
这是我所拥有的一切。
Please make use of my life.
主啊，求你来使用我的生命。
Help me, Lord, to make a difference in your kingdom.
主啊，求你来使用我在你永恒的国度当中有所功用。
So that when I see you.
主，当我见你面的那一天
when this life is over,
当今世的日子走向末了的时候
when I have run my race,
当我已经当 跑了那当跑的路
I will come before you, my Lord,
主，我站在你的面前
and I will say to you, Lord Jesus,
我会对你说，主耶稣
How did I do?
我做得怎样啊，主
How did I do, Lord?
主啊，我这一生做得怎样呢
How did I do?
主啊，我做得怎样
？Did I do a good job？
主啊，我干得好吗
？Was my life worth it？
我的生命配得你吗
？Father，
父啊
，I just hope and I just pray。
主啊，我们祷告，我们也期待。
That when we do see our Savior，
当我们见我们主面的那一天
，He will be so pleased。
主，你见到我们的时候，你是如此的心满
足。Even when life was not easy,
虽然在世的日子并不容易。
Even when things were quite challenging,
尽管我们面对一些很有挑战的事情。
Even when things were quite painful,
尽管我们经历一些伤痛。
We will look into our Savior's eyes.
今天我们要望向救主的
眼。And we will say to Jesus,
我们会对你说，主啊。
Lord, it was all worth it.
主啊，这一切。都值得
Because what you have done
因为你为我所做的
was far more than what I could ever do for you
远超过我所能回报你
So Lord in my life it was my privilege
所以主在我的生命当中这是我的一个
It was my honor
是我的荣幸来侍奉你
To have done such a small thing for you
用我这种小小的才干来回报你
Father, I just pray
复合祷告
that every person in this church
在我们教会的每一个弟兄姊妹们
will find their value
让我们能找到我们的价值
will find their eternal purpose
让我们找到在永恒国度里面的意义和价值
will find what the Lord has made them to do
让我们寻找神以创造我们的目的
Father, help us Lord to achieve the impossible through you
主要让我们借着你来成就那不能
so that we can see our community saved
就当我们见证我们的社区的时候
we can see the sick being healed
我们能见证当中有疾病的医治
so that we can Love those people who do not have any love.
让我们能爱那些不可爱的人。
That we can help those who need help.
让我们可以有能力去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
Enough, I pray, Father, that you enlarge our hearts.
主要求你能扩张我们的心
界。Enlarge our hearts.
来扩张我们的心。
So that we have room for what you want us to do.
让我们的心里有这个位置，能做你想做的事情。
And I pray, O God, through dreams and visions, you will reveal to us.
主啊，你借着异梦和异象，能向我们显明你的心意。
And make it clear.
让我们非常的清楚。
Visit us, Lord, this week.
主啊，在这周来探访我们。
And speak to our hearts.
来对我们的心说话。
Let every single one of us.
来对我们每一个人说话。
Be filled with joy.
让我们都充满主你的喜乐。
Because we are partnering with you.
因为我们是与主同工。
In what you want to do for this earth.
来做成你在这个地上所要做成的事。
And I pray for those brothers and sisters that need to become successful.
祷告我们当中有些弟兄姊妹要成功的人。
In order to reach out.
主为了让他们成功以致他们可以去
能。I pray, O God, that you protect them, Lord.
祷告主你能来保护他们。
And make their careers and their businesses extraordinarily successful.
让他们的工作或者事业都超乎的成功。
Let them rise up, Lord, let them rise up to the very top.
让他们的成为在他们的行业当中的顶流。
And I just pray, God, every single person here.
我们祷告在这里的每个人。
Every moment that we spend working, may we prosper.
让我们所花的每一个做工的时间，在你里面都有效功效。
May we prosper.
让我们在你里面有丰盛。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Please come forward for prayer if you need it.
大家请坐。如果大家有需要，请到前面来。神祝福大家。
上不再来。